cantando. Te dejo, yo le daré todo para ti. Te dejo, yo le haré. Hello, everybody, and welcome to Survivor with Jamie, Jack, and Colleen. My name is Colleen.
I am Jamie.
And I'm started seeing stars.
Welcome to the show, everyone. It's great to talk to you. We're talking about season 45 of Survivor, episode 3, No Man Left Behind.
I am too.
I am very sad to see the person who went home tonight. Spoiler alert if you're listening to this.
She got Sabaya. Too cocky.
She did.
I am pretty bummed, though. I really liked her.
She should have realized when Melissa figured out that she didn't have a vote. Melissa's a player.
She looks like a Melissa. Melissa is like the millennial Karen.
Yeah. Emily's a smart player. And she figured it out. Of course, I was like, Emily, why are you saying it? Why are you telling me?
I know. Don't say the ixnay on the being smart, eh?
Yeah. Also, while Sabaya should have, I really, really liked her, but I thought she was just being a fool when she wasn't recognizing that the entire reason why Emily made a turnaround was because of Caleb. Clearly they're closer than you want them to be, but like, maybe you shouldn't have included Emily in that conversation.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Oh, I think that she felt more comfortable than because Emily was another woman on the tribe.
Yep.
It's only the two of them. And you know, that is like, okay, I need to see a cardiologist in a few weeks for something I got going on. My doctor sent me to a, because I need a referral, to a practice that has all men. Hmm. And I'm like, okay, so, you know, this is a new thing going on, and I would like to talk to a woman. So, like,
sure, yeah.
This is very much on my mind. Like, so I got to find somebody else, which my doctor is pissed.
Wouldn't you rather just talk to the best doctor?
And how do you know the best doctor's not?
I don't know. I'm just saying, if your doctor referred this person, you trust the doctor you have now?
I think that she's just sending me to people that are in network and sending
I was going
to
say, if she's
Christmas candy.
I would trust the person sending me to, but if you just think she's just.
I don't know. I don't know. All I know is I feel like I would be more comfortable talking to a woman in general. Like my OBGYN as a woman, my therapist is a woman.
I kept seeing this commercial on Survivor Night about this woman who stole someone's medical identity.
Oh my God, I saw that too. I was like oh,
50
damn.
Times I saw it. I'm like going, wow. I go, and it was a woman that stole the identity.
But she had crazy eyes. If you saw her as many times as I did.
So if you walk in and that doctor has crazy eyes, you're like going,
I don't trust
your credentials.
Leave before the copay. That's all I got to say. Anyway, all that was a very roundabout way of saying that I can understand why she would think that she bonded with Emily on some level because they're both the only women left. And I think she thought that Emily offering her the shot in the dark was a sign of like, trust, I want to work with you.
Sure. Yeah.
Or it's just Emily trying to survive.
She made the wrong choice. I mean, what choice are you going to make? I mean, there's what, four of them? I mean, that's a pretty tough call all in all.
Who is she closer?
Maybe Sabaya doesn't realize how close they are.
No, Sabaya and Caleb and Sean were all close. She's worried too much down the road. Oh, I don't want to sit next to him at the final three. This is the third week.
Yeah, she was thinking too far. She was thinking too far ahead.
Anytime you see someone thinking that far ahead, it's usually bad news. Because the game's going to change, as we're going to see next week.
Right, especially on week three. However, like, when your team is losing that, you know, all 3 weeks in a row.
Yeah, I get it. I mean, she was smart how she melted the candle.
Oh my God. Okay. Can we talk about that real quick? So we were joking about that last week. Like, why doesn't she throw it in the fire at Tribal? And, you know, it could be this big dramatic thing. Like, is it going to melt in time for the vote to actually happen? And it did. And
lo and behold,
got her thing. So I'm guessing they didn't pull it out of the fire. Do you think that production like had an extra copy like standing by, or they were like, quick, somebody get to a printer?
I think it's the actual one, right?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I think that maybe there was at least one person on production that was all like, ooh, I hope it burns up. Just one. Let's just have a whole thing burn up. What are you going to do?
Well, it was in a metal cylinder, right?
Yeah. And honestly, I mean, she burned it herself. So it's same result at the end. It didn't work.
Right.
Well, once we found out what the actual idol meant, I got to give them, I think we were giving them credit last week, production. This is great because it's putting, it's not just giving someone an idol. It's making them have to make decisions in the game. It's not production making the decisions. It's the player making, and it's what we've been complaining about for, I know I've been complaining about for a while. It's that the production was making the decisions and not the player. Yeah. You could use it today and then you still lose a vote. I mean, that's risky. And we saw tonight it cost Sabaya, you know, they could have gone to Rocks or whatever.
I like
the idea. She was going to vote for Caleb.
I like the idea of it building strength, like the longer you hold on to it. I think it's really symbolic because even without all of this added to it, like if we just go back to like the old school idol, the longer you hold on to that idol, the more strength it has. You're getting further and further and further down the line. You always have that safety. So you have the freedom to maneuver your vote. You have more freedom. You can play harder when you have that idol, when you know you have that safety. So it was great that they took this symbolism of that and actually applied it in a way that is going to result in game rather than it just getting like flushed out right off the bat with nothing. So even though this was gone right away, there was still game involved. And somebody who had no idea that she even had the chance of being written down left with an idol in her pocket. It was just, it's always like, is it satisfying when they leave with an idol in their pocket? Like, not usually. It's a little bit like, oh man, like, don't you feel dumb? This one was satisfying.
Yeah.
See, now, okay, I can understand why you would think it's satisfying, but I really didn't want to see Sabaya go. So.
Well, I didn't either because out of my final three, I have one left. So yeah, I didn't.
But I didn't want to see. I didn't want to see Caleb go.
No, I didn't. I really love him, and I love this Emily Caleb duo. Like it is, it's so like yin and yang. And
you got you got to have two smart players are pairing up.
Yeah.
So I think that they also were very heavy handed tonight. With the Caleb is, you know, too good of a player to vote out. Where you were like, oh, he's maybe not going home, but also there was a point in which I was looking down because I was just jotting down notes and Alex was during tribal council and Alex was like, mommy, you missed Caleb looking down at the fire to see if the idol burned yet. And I was like, ooh, that's actually a good dramatic tension cue. Like, I wonder if that means he's trying to decide who to vote for. Like, you know, if it's not going to burn, he's going to go Sabaya. If it's going to burn, then maybe he'll just, you know, stick with Emily or whatever. So yeah, good times. As far as going back to him with the being heavy handed when he was in the Riva camp, I think that that might come into play during a swap, and that we saw so much of that made because, you know, they were wondering, like, why would you get rid of strength? Jay actually said it. He's like, why would they get rid of strength over, like, whatever? And I was like, they probably are anticipating a tribe swap because there's only three of them left. And there's, like, you know, nine of everybody else. So, or whatever it is. I can't do math.
But. Also, with the vote, if Caleb would have voted for Emily, then it would have come down to Sean would have had the only vote.
Mm-hmm.
And Sabaya would have gone. I would have stayed, and it would have been Caleb going home.
Yeah, because Sean voted for Caleb.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Caleb had a vote. Emily had a vote, and Sabaya had a vote.
Yeah. Which was interesting. Yeah. I don't know. I like this season. I'm a little, I'm still actually confused about the idol here. So for anybody else that's out there that's confused, can somebody explain it to us? If you don't, it's good for that tribal, but are they always good for like whatever tribal you play it on? Like
it's only good, but it's only good for one.
It's good for one if you vote. If you don't vote,
if you don't vote, then it's good till everybody, basically everybody's on the same beat.
Till merge, yeah.
And then if you don't vote twice, it's good. It's like a regular idol. It's good till the final five.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But that's risky to go. You know, to go two tribals without a vote, because
especially merge.
Yeah, because you don't, now all your alliances could be gone.
Yeah.
You can't afford not to vote.
But it's great because it is such a risk. It means that the likelihood of there being an idol up till five is much smaller.
Right.
So the one that's left, if there's one that's left, is going to be like incredibly powerful versus everybody having an idol and everyone having some kind of advantage.
Yeah. Hopefully they don't throw a bunch of idol, and it doesn't look like they're going to. I think they've cut back on all the advantages, and at least they're not going away for, you know, you three go and decide what you're going to do. So I like what they're doing now, because again, it's putting it in the players' hands, not production. I think they finally have listened to people complain enough, and they figured it's better than, pigs eat slop. That's what I've been told. A frog farts in the wind. I don't know. You know, whatever the stupid sayings were, when everybody knew, they're playing. It's, you know, you keep saying the same thing every week. That was dumb. That was probably one of their worst decisions they've ever had on the show.
It got heavy handed.
I still like it when Marianne did it. I still like that. I don't care.
It's something she would say.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
It felt very Marianne-ish. So it was, it was okay when she did it.
Again, they,
what was that, like the bunny rabbits are
something about male and bunnies, and
the calla lilies are in bloom again. Oh, as confused as a goat on AstroTurf.
Yes, there
but
you
that
go.
Was wasn't that what Xander had to say? Or was it
no, Xander's was the butterfly.
Oh shoot. Then it was it who's the third person that had that?
I cannot remember his name. I can't remember his name. Follow his wife on Twitter. Can't remember his name.
I don't even remember who had it.
I can't remember his name, but he only had to say it like one time. Like he was lucky because he got away with.
He said, that wasn't Marianne.
Yeah,
that wasn't Marianne, because Marianne had the snake in the mailbox, the blah blah blah, whatever it was.
We got to go back a few times.
So, what do you guys think about the whole? Like D creeping up on Drew and them, you know, digging for that idol and D's psychic toe.
Smart player. And Drew, as smart as he is, not quick on his feet.
Okay. So Drew is kind of annoying to me, but I think he's just annoying to me because he'd be that well actually person that would foil my plans. And I think that I'm just putting myself in that situation. D is a very smart player. I'm looking forward to getting more from her. I think she may be not too aggressive, but too, what's the word?
Her energy is pretty high. Like it's pretty loud.
Too high energy.
Yeah.
To be able to.
She's not flying under the radar.
Right. Exactly.
Right.
Yeah.
She does remind me of this on Falcon Crest. I finally figured, who did she
Falcon
look like?
Crest? That's Falcon. Random.
She's Anna Alicia, I think that's what her name was. Anna Alicia. She was on Falcon Crest. Nothing
says I'm a baby boomer. Like I've.
Well, I'm just saying. I was like, who does she look like? I go, that's right, the girl on Falcon Crest. So I even had to look up the name.
But, oh my God, that's so funny.
I'm just saying. Maybe I'll post a picture later on. But she, I think she's a good player. But she's I was a little shocked that Drew. He should have said. Yeah, we're looking for an idol. We saw what's his name?
Sifu.
Sifu looking over here for an idol, and so he left. So we decided he must know something. So we're trying to find the idol. That's all they had to say.
Yep. The dead giveaway really was when Austin walked up and he was like, "Yeah, so I was just telling them about how we saw Sifu, eh?" for an idol, huh?
Yeah, when you're in a game where people lie, it's pretty obvious when someone's. It should be obvious at that point he was lying.
Yeah, well, just the way he flew out the second they,
even when they came clean, it's
Omar!
Like
okay. Sorry, I looked it up. It was Omar.
Omar, yeah. I said even when they came clean, it still wasn't. They didn't believe it.
No, as they should.
I would have taken. I would have kept the idol for myself.
Well, when they found the rope that led to the hammer, I truly thought that we were seeing them like run off with the hammer, and they weren't going to tell them. Like when they were hiding the rope, I thought, oh my God, they're not going to tell the guys, but they did.
And he doesn't. And he, even if they had the idol, he wouldn't get a vote, right?
Yeah, because he's the one who gave it up. Like that, he doesn't have the idol, so wouldn't that technically mean he never gets a vote as long as they keep the idol?
the sad thing is, you could probably use that hammer around camp, but you can't use it because people are like, "What's this on the hammer?
Why do you have a hammer suddenly?"
Yeah.
Yeah, it's some like Andy Dufresne. I'm digging my way out of these trenches.
Yeah. And luckily there's a thunderstorm to hide the noise of me hitting the pipe.
What movie or TV show is that where they hit the thing that times it with like thunder or something?
It's a Shawshank.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Okay,
where, it's where he escapes in the sewer thing.
Yes, no, I've seen Shawshank.
I'd rather just stay in prison, but it's just like
there's a real lack of Rita Hayworth posters on the island, though. Otherwise, they would have done it.
Raquel Welch. And...
Yeah, I'd go through the sewers if it meant freedom. I would go the F through the sewers any day.
Yeah, well, these guys are. Gonna starve
anyway. Yeah,
don't jump onto another tribe here soon.
And, back to Survivor.
All there's they got was some grapes. Next week. I do have a note here that the "I love grapes" was said three times. So three out of the four remaining Lulu, like as they were eating the grapes, "I love grapes," and then like 2 minutes later, "Oh, I love grapes." Like okay, Lulu loves grapes.
Only problem just is so if you. Knows. If you haven't eaten in 7 days and you eat a bunch of fruit,
yep.
Isn't that going to play havoc on your stomach?
That's the sewers, right? That's the sewers.
Yeah. We're climbing through this. Chris Doran said, honestly, I thought the rope was leading to an underwater hatch containing an idol. So, yeah. And Chris Doran's happy because his Phillies won today. Big.
Yes. It was we watched the first half of the game before we turned it off for various like you know things to get ready. It was very exciting the first half.
If you're
I mean it was also very exciting the
Colleen crawling through the sewer. That's how you do it on Survivor.
Okay, first of all, sorry Chris, but the second game last night was also, I mean, you know, I'm not rooting for the Braves, but it was kind of exciting as somebody that has no horse in the race. Anyway, it was very exciting first half of this game too.
4-0 again.
I know. Anyway, okay, Colleen crawling through a sewer, that's how you do on Survivor. So, okay, funny story. The kids and I were watching the second challenge, and all three of us completely unplanned went, "Survivor's ready."
You think Jeff, because this is Jeff's new catchphrase, that's how you do it on Survivor. You think it's because he can't say, "Come on in, guys"?
I think maybe
he had to do something. He had to put something in there.
And today I figured tribal was going to be a short tribal because I got laryngitis. He had laryngitis.
You know, Jay noticed that too. He was like, Jeff sounds really bad. And I was like, I don't know. Maybe I don't know what he's doing to get sick. He lives in luxury in Fiji or wherever they are right now.
He probably spent like 2 days just screaming about Brandon face planting himself in the mud and not racing. He's had a tough
Brandon time. Almost drowned.
He had one person quit, and you know how much he hates that. And then, like, the next guy just lays in a puddle in every relay race. He's tore out from swearing and yelling.
That's not how you do it on Survivor!
I did read a tweet today that was Carson was talking about how he was getting screamed at by Jeff, and like Jeff was like dropping the F-bomb at him, and it's like he yells at them a lot. Like, he really does yell at them a lot.
Yeah,
I know. Rob Sesternino told us a story about how they were at the auction and he was yelling.
Oh, really? In his season,
one of his, I don't know if it was the second was on, but they all knew they were all waiting for the in, and he got all pissed off. He said Jeff got upset. And
was this on a podcast? I don't remember this.
Was this
in person.
It
was either in person or one of the he used to do the Autism Speaks thing. So maybe it was that. I remember him talking about it. So
he did the Autism Speaks thing. I don't think he ever did it.
Yeah, he did.
He did a live thing with you guys. No, not a live thing.
He did it.
Did he?
Yeah.
Mm, cool.
Because I asked him, and I didn't know he was a Lost fan.
Well, yes. Anyway, he has widely credited the two of you as being the reason he got into podcasting.
Yeah, he said anyone can do it, so I think I'll
I think so. And you know what? It's always a compliment, no matter how what it is.
Is that a compliment? Right. They go, yeah, it's the way I intended it. I go, okay.
Yeah.
All right then. Yeah, we'll take it.
Okay. Getting back to the topic at hand. What do we think about this Kendra Jake stuff? You know, as I said to Jay, for all of Jake's very Boston-ness, yep. I am a Long Islander, so I am hard on anybody from the Northeast that has an accent and a certain perception. I very much enjoyed Jake O'Kane on Twitter.
His attitude's kind of growing on me a little bit.
Yes. I feel like he and I may have similar politics.
Go out and have a beer. Go out and have a beer, buddy.
And both like beer. And we both love our grandmas. So
You're my boy, too. You're my boy, too.
Yeah. I'm going to go hang out with my grandma for a while next week.
He didn't die in the fire pit. So
now, here's my question. He knew he had no relationship with Kendra, right? He had no. Yeah. Was that the icebreaker? Did he fake it?
Is she looking? Is she looking? Here I go.
He doesn't know if she's. They're not in alliance together because they hadn't talked.
Are you saying that this was his Survivor equivalent of hitting a woman over the head with a water bottle?
Exactly. Well, it's also, but it's also something where you get sympathy, right?
Yeah.
People reacted when Michael fell in the fire. Of course, they didn't know his backstory. But
what the whole kiddie porn stuff? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm Jake, and I go, maybe I can fake passing out here. I'm not going to actually fall in the fire.
I don't think he really did, but Chris says that's an interesting meet cute, and that is a very interesting meet cute. Someone needs to write that. People that meet on a reality TV show when one accidentally falls in the fire and it's the man and the woman is there to catch him instead of the reverse, which every other meet cute is the woman's going to faint and the stranger man.
And then obviously the actress is going to like need to be Drew Barrymore, because now that you said that to me, I couldn't unhear it, Colleen. And
no, Drew Barrymore is a scab. We don't like her at the moment.
Well, she didn't officially cross the picket line.
She picked at that scab real good though.
She did, but she changed at the last second. I think she's always been a good person, you know, so let's cut her some slack.
Okay, fair enough. But can we agree that maybe it can be Anna Kendrick? I like Anna Kendrick. I think sure. that.
I yeah. think that's okay.
Yeah,
she can sing too, so that helps.
She can sing. I got a ticket for the long way around.
She's just a troll, though.
That's okay. I get you now.
Thank you. Thank you.
Have you seen that movie?
I've never seen the movie, but what used to calm Ava down was the troll music.
Oh.
So I would watch over in the 7 or 8 troll songs that were on YouTube with Justin Timberlake and Anna Kendrick. And
sure would be different without you.
So I would watch them. And then my
dad's real big into the Cub song. So
the Cub song is what I keep singing. That's what I keep singing. When I'm gone.
Yep.
When I'm gone.
My dad's jam, FYI.
You're going to miss me when I'm gone. You're going to miss me by my hair.
Isn't it also the Simon Garfunkel song?
Miss me when I'm gone.
What's it? Hello, Darkness, My Old Friend.
Oh, yes. You know, my favorite use of Hello, Darkness, My Old Friend in a movie is in Old School. Yeah. With the tranquilizer and he falls into the pool.
God, I don't remember. That's a long time ago.
Yeah. You're awesome. Yes.
It's Frank.
I like Disturbed's version of it. It's the best.
Yeah, Disturbed version's not bad.
It's all right. Okay.
I feel like this has been a versus at some point. Oh, also, and Jolene. That's also been a versus, hasn't it?
Jolene.
I'm pretty sure that
I'm begging of you, please don't take my man. Okay, well, this has been a very interesting sing-along of...
I mean, who wouldn't... You have to love Dolly Parton.
Who doesn't love...
You're weird, right? Something's wrong with you. Like, you just...
Listen, if you're not a Dolly Parton fan, listen to her version of Let It Be with Sir Paul playing piano and Ringo on the drums and who was it? Fleetwood on percussion? There's a whole bunch of famous people in that song playing for her. And Let It Be is a great song.
She's always laying down at the beach in San Onofre, California. So... If you don't know what I'm talking about, just look up San Onofre, California.
Well, while we are on the subject of music,
it is Fleetwood Mac's Mick Fleetwood, and Peter Frampton Peter Frampton's on the guitar. Yeah, okay.
He's not on that mouth thing.
I don't know if you
guys
are
all on something.
Listening to the score that we've gotten in the last 3 episodes has been phenomenal. Our Survivor score has been great. We got like dramatic exit music tonight.
Yes, really I did sad. Notice that today.
So I kind of wanted to, I did some digging because last year on Australian Survivor, the music was just mwah. It was beautiful. It was perfect. And
Chef's kiss.
It was just it was so great. But it turns out that AU's Survivor music is composed by Russ Lando, who used to work with David Vanacore, who is the current composer for U.S. Survivor.
They were the
original like duo working for the U.S. Survivor until 2016 when Lando went over to AU. So just a little nod on both of these composers. They are bringing it this year. It's awesome. Like, I love it.
My only complaint is they need to change the music just before someone wins because you know, okay, they're gonna win.
You got that.
They're gonna sink that ring.
The long holdout note. Like,
what they should do is mix it up and say, "Ha, we fooled you."
Yeah, little red hair.
I mean, it's not something I would stop watching the show for, but it just I go, oh, they're gonna win.
Oh, they've gonna got win. This. They're winning.
It's yes. Them. So simple.
As Caleb sinks that ring. That win was really exciting. The Lulu win was exciting. I felt I almost got misty-eyed. I was so happy for them.
I was very excited for them. And I really thought that they were going to win the immunity challenge too. Like, you know, coming first or second. to the point where when they lost, Zachary was like, "You jinxed them! You jinxed them!" And I was like, "My
Sabaya gave up."
So did that. They all kind of gave up once they.
I know, but Sabaya was Sabaya was the first one to go when they started. She goes, "Oh, whatever." She kind of walked away.
This was a thing, though, because the last immunity challenge that ended up making Brandon go home because he was supposed to be the puzzle guy. She was the one doing the puzzle with him. And she, so I said last week, she really wasn't contributing a damn bit to that puzzle.
No.
And again, here we are. There's a puzzle. What is she doing to contribute to the win? I was like really disappointed to see it happen twice. So.
I thought they should have had Sean because Melissa, I think, is stronger than Sean. You know, and those puzzle pieces are heavy.
Emily.
I keep saying Melissa.
But we know who you're talking about. Okay. Because
she just changed her name to Melissa. I did have something they put on the reward challenge. The teams that have more people shouldn't have to play shorthanded or play at same equal strength. They should play at the same. If they have six people, they get to play with six people. That's your reward for not losing. What do you think?
I don't know. I feel like in order to make it even, it does give a better chance for.
Hey, I know everyone gets a trophy. I know everyone gets a trophy nowadays, but I'm sorry,
your generation gave my generation trophies. But go on.
I didn't give any trophies.
It wasn't me. I did not sign up for that.
No, I'm
was
a
just there.
I'm a baby boomer, not a one before after that.
It's Gen X, but Gen X was in high school.
I'm not Gen X. I'm baby boomer.
Listen, all of my trophies came from the church league that I was in, so blame the Catholic leagues of Long Island.
Local Gen Xer here. We didn't do it either.
Barely Gen X.
We were sitting behind the bleachers in the dumpster of the high school smoking. We weren't giving anybody any trophies.
Yes, it was the boomers. They were giving the trophies.
Also,
they
now we're gonna go back to the boomers.
Yes, it's always the boomers.
The boomers saved the world. That's all I got.
The greatest generation saved the world. The boomers were just born.
The boomers are the ones that invented everything. Right? The way we live today is because of the boomers.
Socrates? I don't think he was a boomer.
No, I'm saying like microwave ovens and frozen foods and all that different stuff.
The boomers had that while growing up.
I'm saying because they invented it. They created it. The greatest generation was okay, but we took the torch.
And you did a whole lot of things like ruin everything. Anyway, okay, so.
We invented Tupperware.
Jack was not giving out trophies. He was busy inventing microwaves.
No, exactly. He was busy inventing trophies.
Yes.
Okay.
If I had a trophy shop, sure, I'd be saying everyone gets a trophy. Everyone.
Yes.
It's like flower shops.
That's what it was. The trophy lobby got to you guys. Exactly. Convinced you to give all of us trophies.
It's like flower shops. It's like a flower shop. You know, we're struggling to sell flowers in February. Oh, let's make people Valentine's Day. We're gonna make people buy flowers on Valentine's Day. Valentine's and chocolate. Flowers and chocolate.
Okay, you know who would get killed for flowers and chocolate this week? Any of the teams in any of the challenges.
Why would they want flowers?
They had to settle for grapes.
Exactly. You could eat flowers, I think.
Yeah, there's edible flowers. There's so many edible flowers.
Super edible flowers. Edible arrangements, those are that stuff's.
That's a thing.
Maybe Yul Gibbons can eat flowers. I don't know.
Okay. Anyway.
I know you guys don't know who Yul Gibbons is.
I think he's a person that did a lot of stuff while you were growing up. Okay.
So. Well, he would go.
Damn boomers.
He did this grape nuts commercial. And you go, here's a tree branch.
Grape nuts.
Most parts of a tree branch are edible. And then he'd eat some grape nuts. I'm like going, okay.
Do so they grape still?
Grape nuts taste like a tree branch? Is that what you're saying? I don't get it. You know this pine cone?
Okay. Do they still make grape nuts? B,
yeah,
grape nuts are such a boomer food that
I've never had them.
They're such a boomer food that my mom was the only thing that she ate when she was pregnant with my youngest sister.
I've never had one bite of grape nuts.
I was five at the time, and I remember the grape nut stuff.
They are still made.
Yeah, so I don't know. I think she just ate everything when she was pregnant with me because it took her several months to realize it. She thought she had the flu for several months with me. No, she truly did. She ended
and
up
it, it turned out she was. It turned out she was right.
Yeah, it turned out I was the worst flu she ever had. She thought she was sick for like 2 months. She went to the doctor and she was like, "Do I have something worse?" And they were like, "Yes, you have a baby."
So, oh my God, that's true. You know, the guy that created grape nuts stole the recipe from the Kellogg's family.
And you learned this because you watch.
I watch Foods That Built America.
Yes.
I hear this stuff from Jack every single baseball game.
It's what else am I going to talk about?
Like, I watched this last thing.
It's fascinating.
It's a great
show. I'm telling you. If you
it's a
watch
great
it,
show. I'm a fan. I've recorded it. It's on my DVR. Like, literally have all of that.
If you watch it, you get addicted to it. I'm sure you do.
It's very
But I still haven't had grape nuts. I'd rather have cornflakes.
Oh, well, they're great, I guess, if you're pregnant with your third kid. It was everything with me. It was tuna fish with my middle sister, and it was grape nuts with my youngest. And that's the one I remember. I just remember grape nuts everywhere in my house. So anyway, okay.
You know, dog poop can be edible, but here's some grape nuts.
We didn't have a dog until I was in fifth grade. Okay.
Well, you can get it on the street. It's people don't pick up.
They come with trophies.
Especially back then, no one picked up after their dog.
That's true.
As a kid, I was stepping in dog crap all the time.
Moving back over to the other tribes, because we know that there's a switch. So let's think this through before we move on in terms of tribe switch. We know that Kendra and Jake are, because I think Kendra wants to jump Jake's bones or something. So that's something.
Yeah.
Sifu is hungry. Austin and Drew and V and Mama G have this tension going on.
Mama D.
I'm sorry. D, Mama J. They all have something going on.
You're thinking of
the
TV show.
Yes, I am. Oh. I would take Monica. What's her face? What's her name? Beautiful.
Baccarin.
Yes.
Yes.
What is it? Monica Baccarin? Is that her name?
Something bad. Is it Monica?
No, it's not Monica.
Maria Baccarin.
No, Mona Baccarin.
Melissa.
Maria.
That dang Melissa.
Emily Baccarin. I don't know. Come on, Chris. Are you still in the chat, or did you leave us after the dog poop story? Yeah?
Marina Baccarin.
That's right.
Okay, there we go. One of the most beautiful women, I think, ever. Anyway, okay. So
I can't argue with you.
We need to land this plane. Okay.
Yes, because I got to go to bed here soon.
Yes, I do as well, because I have to get up and clean my entire house, and I have a mere 3 hours to do so tomorrow because my parents will be arriving in the morning.
Lock the door. Don't let them in. I didn't hear the doorbell. Sorry. Go to IHOP.
You know what you do? Floors, wash floors, bathrooms, bleach everything. It's a whole thing.
This is how you keep her out. You put a thing of milk, a bowl, and some
grape nuts.
outside, and she's content.
Oh my goodness. Okay. Anyways.
Ding.
What do we think with a tribe swap? Who do we think is going to be in trouble next week with the tribe swap? I think Caleb is probably in trouble because the Drew Austin red people have his number. I think that there's a chance that Jake just and Sifu Sifu is in the red team. I think for the Bellow tribe, there's a good chance that Bruce, who we didn't see,
Bruce.
We saw 0% of Bruce tonight.
Just with the trophy, just with the puzzle.
Yeah, we saw we saw nothing of Bruce, though. There was nothing like, no confession.
Are they going to go two tribes or are they going to do three again?
I don't know. I kind of hope it's two because that would make it more interesting.
Because if the only problem is, I think anyone who's on a tribe of three
yeah.
is in trouble, because you don't unless you all get lucky and your three of you are on the same thing, then you're okay. But
yeah,
because if you're by yourself and you're low man on the low person on the totem pole,
because they could do two tribes of nine. Nine times two is what?
18? How many people are left?
That's how we started. JK. So each tribe started with six, right?
There are 15
so
six, left.
Six times yeah, I think three is 18.
Yeah, they'll go three tribes of five.
But, yeah.
Like Chris Dorn said in the chat. Like, 5, 10, 15, Because you have one. You have one. Unless that person doesn't, unless they go, one person doesn't get to go on a tribe.
Oh,
they've done that before.
They could do that too. I hope that they do that more than three tribes of five, because three tribes of five is I don't like when there's no place to hide, although I guess it's good for the game maybe, but like, I don't know. I like it better when there's more tribal dynamics with more people.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's why I said, I wish they'd just go back to just 18 players, no tribe.
All together, yeah, in separate alliances rather than tribes. I think that there's a really good chance that we see Bruce in some trouble, just because even though we didn't get any confessionals from him, there was the conversation
conversation about that, yeah.
Yeah, and about the playing like it's your second time, and it is but his second time.
But we've talked about this before. He really didn't play the second. This is really his first time playing.
Yeah. But he people love to much. Find a reason to focus all their energy onto one person.
It's smart because you're putting the heat on someone else. It's not on you. Oh, that's right. Yeah, Bruce played before. Why do you get a second chance? Yeah, right. He could have won it. You know, the whole you just keep.
Yeah,
everybody the fire. Should get their first 3 hours of Survivor.
Yeah. I almost knocked myself out and almost bled to death, but yeah, I played the game.
Yeah,
yeah.
But I think
said, yeah, Bruce is annoying, but it wasn't what's her name? It's always complaining about him.
Katora,
yes. Mm-hmm. So it was someone else that said it, and I'm like going, "Oh, Bruce, man, you got to calm down."
But they didn't even show us that, though, which was something that I found to be a little bit whatever.
Well, they panned over, but I don't know who said it.
Yeah. Okay. Any last thoughts? Do you like the raiding the beach thing? I like the raiding the beach thing. It's fine. I mean, in terms of Survivor twists, it's one of the less annoying ones.
I do like it. I prefer Australian's version of it, where the entire tribe gets to raid the other tribe when they're not at camp.
Oh,
so they can go.
So you don't know who it is.
Everything, and they can make the decision as a tribe: do we destroy their camp? Do we leave it? Do we like make sure that we have like we can make an alliance out of these people later, or do we wipe them out? So if you're a team that's just like sweeping it, you could go in and be raided and lose your flint, your machete, your shelter, your food, everything, and start all the way back at square one.
That would suck. I like that though.
Mm-hmm. It does actually create a really excellent conversation within the tribe who has to decide what they're going to do. And in this last season, Nina, daughter of Sandra, and one of the front runners of the game, like that was sort of a starting point on the division of some things. Because you do get people that are like, well, let's wipe them out. Let's wipe it out. Let's take everything. And then you've got the other people that are like, we cannot do that. That's horrible. So it's a great way to create new alliances within the tribe rating. And it's a great way to knock down, you know, the leading tribe down a couple pegs.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I did like how Caleb said, well, we took the fishing gear, but we don't have flint. It's like, I mean, if you're that hungry, I guess you're going to eat whatever you catch. Yeah. I did what Jake was swimming goes, I'm the king because I'm the biggest one in here. It would have been nice to see a big shark come by.
Or he just passes out in the water. Whoops. There goes Jake again.
Oh, no. I'm passed out again. Oh, wait. There's no Kendra one here.
Kendra dives in and rescues him.
Wait. Kendra's not here to impress. Okay.
No.
I'm a good swimmer.
I'm a great swimmer.
Great swimmer. But it's funny. He doesn't talk that way all the time.
He doesn't have that real like a jokey, you know, like,
yeah,
maybe it's a confessional thing. Like he pushes a little bit when he does his confessionals for fun, for the viewers,
for the viewers and the mass holes up in Massachusetts. They love it.
I'm the new Rob. Oh, I'm sorry, Jake.
Good times. Okay. Any last thoughts before we move on to the tally of the votes?
No, not for me.
Not for me.
All right. So on that note, let's take our quick break right here, and then we will get into the tally of the votes. And if there's any feedback, we can check on that too. Here we go. Okay. We're back. We have one email. It's from Mandy.
Mandy.
And Mandy says, she's burning the idol at Tribal. It's like a cookout. Oh, snap. Jeff just said that too. Okay. I thought that Jeff like seemed really annoyed during that whole sequence.
Well, yeah, the attention's on it and not on him.
Yeah.
That's a good point.
You know, Jeff could have jumped in the fire. That's some more camera time.
That's more camera time.
He's probably thinking, okay, we need to change this, that they have to have Flint in order to, you know, they can't just come to Tribal and burn it. I bet you they change that next year.
Yeah, like maybe they're like, oh, heads up. Sabaya's bringing the idol to Tribal. There's nothing in the book of rules that says she can't do that. So we're going to have to let it slide.
And Jeff goes in there and says, oh, no, I'm going to pee on the fire before she gets here. Fire goes out. Sorry, Sabaya. No fire for you. But I think it worked out good because she had no idea what the idol was. You know, she was thinking she's getting an idol that's good till the end. And she didn't find out until she got up to the voting group. But that made for great television because you're looking at her face going, she's, oh, okay, I think I'm safe. And that's when you know you're not safe, when you think you're safe.
Agreed. Mandy continues, damn, I wanted a 1-to-1-to-1. We were robbed. Sabaya was too good for this game. Is Caleb going for the intentional Matt Singh? ? I don't know if he's going for the intentional
Matt Singh. I think it's just his personality.
Yeah.
Honestly, I think that he is just trying to play to who he can keep around that is going to be on his side.
He got Emily and Alyssa on his side.
He has exactly Emily.
He took a person from day one who nobody liked.
Yeah.
And now they're in an alliance together.
And made her somewhat likable.
He's still in the game because he reached out to her.
Yeah.
That's smart playing. That's smart playing. Yep. You never discard anybody in the game.
Yeah.
Never. You always see it at the final tribal council. You never talk to me. You know, you always get that.
Yeah, I really like Caleb, and I really hope he goes far.
Yeah.
But the problem is he's going to be a threat. I mean, again,
he's a threat, and everyone knows.
Nobody wants to sit next to him because he's too damn likable and he's good at the game.
Exactly.
But that can get him to 5.
Yeah.
I mean, easily. And then he's going to have to dig deep past that. But everyone's going to keep him around. Everyone's going to keep Austin around as the target.
But we haven't seen him do a puzzle. Is he good at puzzles?
He might be awful at it. Don't say you can do puzzles if you can't do puzzles.
Yeah, exactly. But I've never seen him do a puzzle other than today, right?
Yep.
Yeah. And they were bad at it.
They were not good.
Well, Emily, what she was saying, find the pieces that don't have any print on it. Those go in the middle.
Yes.
But they weren't listening.
Yes. We had one more bit of feedback from our Facebook group, and Dennis asked, is it against the rules to try to start a fire without Flint? I don't think so. I mean,
no, Brandon had his glasses off with water on it, trying to start a fire.
A few seasons ago did start it with their glasses.
Yep.
Yes, I think you're right. But also, like, this is a game with very little rules. So I think that production is thrilled by anybody that's doing anything that's different from other people.
Because we've seen people try and start it with sticks, and we don't see it anymore. You know, they get the stick and they rub it and, you know, try and get a fire started that way. But there's no rules in that.
And clearly the rules were very bendy with Sabaya throwing the idol into the fire at Tribal, which, again, I feel like Jeff, like, he gave me the impression of being annoyed about it. So
I'm with you.
I feel when like they production was like, go for it. And Jeff was like the one who was like all in favor. And he was the only one that said no.
Also, when they were putting the puzzle pieces off their cart, he said, you need to put them on top of the pile. And the first one they threw tied.
Yeah.
And after that, he goes, and then he came back and said, just, you got to put them in the area. You know?
Yeah.
But I swear he said, you got to put the puzzle pieces on top of the pile. And that wasn't done.
Okay. Moving into our tally of the votes.
I know I didn't have
Sabaya. Very sadly went home. Jamie's lost another final three.
Jamie, you suck at this.
Jack and I both had merch.
I really do.
So nobody gets any points this week because we had Jake, Kendra, and Drew going home. So Kendra,
she got a lot of airtime.
She got a lot of airtime.
I said lose.
So sadly, here's where we are. 0 points for all this week.
Oh, bummer.
Yes.
What did we all had her going merge?
We all had her. Well, you and I had her merge, and
Jamie had her
final three.
I forgot. I flat out forgot that Jamie had final three.
Yeah.
Sorry, Jamie. Yep. I forgot that you have lost two of your final threes.
You know, it's fine. It's comforting knowing some things never change.
You're consistent, and that's all you can ask.
You bet.
Exactly. Okay. Who wants to pick who's going home next week?
That's tough because we know who the tribes are going to be.
I know we don't. I think the easy pick would be Caleb, but he could be on a winning tribe.
Yeah, I'm gonna say Sean.
Ooh.
He's on the outs. You know, they could, if Melissa and say Melissa and say someone is Caleb or Melissa's on there, they can say, well, yeah, he went against us, or he can't be trusted.
Very true. All right.
I mean, I don't know. It's gonna be, hopefully Melissa goes in. Melissa. Hopefully Emily goes in there. God, Jesus Christ. Emily goes in there and is the new Emily.
The new Emily. She goes by Melissa now.
Exactly.
So new, fact, if Melissa.
If people put down 6 votes for Emily, she goes, oh, no. Listen to the podcast. I'm now Melissa.
It's Melissa, thank you.
So they voted for someone that's not here. And we know Jeff likes it when someone jokes around on the vote.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, that's like Jeff's favorite thing.
He loves a good joke.
Nobody's done that since. Must have got word, don't mess with Jeff on the names.
No cute names. Mm-mm.
Who is this?
All right.
I'm gonna go with Bruce. I think Bruce is. I'm gonna throw it over to Bruce.
That's a good pick. That's a good pick.
Yeah, that's a very good pick. Okay.
Is he in your final three?
No. It would be a better pick for this next week if he were. But
I think he's in my final three.
Kelly, you have Kelly as your last final three pick.
Yes.
And your winner's pick.
She's my alternate. I still feel good about her. Keep going, Kelly. Get those baby pills.
Kelly's with Brando, right?
Yeah, and she's got the really, really blue eyes. I think that she can hypnotize them, maybe.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah. I'm going to go with, for the sake of being different, I'm going to go with Drew. I feel like he, again, for a second week in a row, I feel like if he and Caleb end up on the same tribe, that perhaps he's his hard playing, because they're showing him playing hard. Yeah. I feel like maybe that will be a whole thing.
Now, okay. Didn't Caleb give Drew the goodwill advantage?
Yeah, if he loses his vote.
Okay. Was it Drew or was it?
They gave it to Drew.
Mm-hmm.
I thought he gave it to the dude that lost it. The vote. Asked no, Austin?
No, he gave it to Drew. But mm-hmm. Austin said, okay, cool. I don't have a... But
now he has, okay,
now
okay.
He has a vote.
Yeah, he could use it. Right.
That's cool. A big, I mean, you look at that idol again, that's a big risk. You lose a vote, but it's only good for guaranteed one time at tribal when you probably don't need it.
Yeah. Okay. But just to reiterate this, we all have our winner's picks intact after this. We all have 2 points. It's a three-way tie. Oh, I have Caleb?
Okay.
You have Caleb. It's a three-way tie. Jamie has Bruce. Jack has Sean, and I have Drew going home.
And one of us has to be right.
Somebody has to be right. You would think after last week, everybody being wrong.
Yeah. It's a tough game. It's not easy.
Mm-mm, no. I mean, it's not even easy from this side. Yeah. I can't ever pick the right person. I never write the right person's name down.
All right, on that
Jamie note. Jamie messed up again.
I am very glad for Mandy for sending us feedback and
Mandy
in the Facebook group. Thank you guys so much. If you have any feedback, survivorjjc@gmail.com. We love feedback. We love talking about it. Thanks to everybody who watched us live tonight. Next week we will be. Oh, Got Tequila joined us just as we're about to hang up.
He just popped in. He hadn't been here the whole time.
No, he hasn't.
No. He just popped in.
David is upset because his winner pick on Big Brother went home last week.
Oh.
And I have not let him live it down. So
wait, who went home?
It was Mimi.
Oh, that's right. That was only last week.
I know. That's what 100 days of this game does. Whew, to
that feels like a long time since then. Who's going home this week? Who do we think?
Pretty sure it's going to be Cameron. Pretty sure.
Oh, that's who everybody hates.
Yeah, well, everybody on Twitter, not everybody on Facebook.
Facebook is a whole different, those are the people that really like people that are icky.
Yeah.
Facebook's a whole other crowd. Okay, Cameron's the ick-nast one, right?
Thanks,
yeah,
Scott.
Yeah, he's a little creepy. He's the one who named his hair, which is why David hates Cameron.
Because very little to no hair. Cool. Okay.
I named my hair Missing in Action.
Ooh, Mia for short.
Yeah, there you go. I got it. I wasn't like you sitting there for an hour going, oh, I got it.
Snaps for me. Okay, we are going to end this show now. Thank you all for joining us. Next week, we will be doing this on Thursday the 19th at 7 p.m.
That's my birthday. Bring a birthday.
Oh, my God. Happy We're doing birthday, it on your birthday? Jamie.
Yeah,
it's your birthday.
When you're 44, podcasting is a good
We're
way to
have
your
a good time.
Da 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 da. Boom boom boom.
Do you want to do it a different day? I feel so bad.
No, I'm totally fine. It's good.
All right, listen, guys, send us in or all of your best messages for Jamie's birthday for the 19th. We're gonna do it the 19th on as 7 p.m. Eastern time.
To the 19th already? Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
I know. It's fast. Swift.
Time flies when you're having fun. Or even if you're not having fun, it just flies.
And before we go.
There's no rules. And before we go, we need to thank the patrons, especially the ones that contribute to a certain level. And that would be Eckhart Rickner, Maggie the Magnificent, Joanne with a Plan, Ned the Creepy Poopy Head Mailman. Thanks, guys, so much. If you'd like to become a patron, you can go to patreon.com/JaneJack, and it helps all the shows on the network. The other shows that are going on right now, we have The Amazing Race with Jack and Cindy. It's a quick 20-minute
right
listen.
It's on right now.
It is. This show is so long.
It was 24 minutes last time.
It was 24 minutes. And then you didn't add the ads in. I added about 9 minutes of ads after that. I was like, well, you know, 20 minutes.
I thought it wasn't supposed to have ads if it's under. You can no matter
still
what,
have the ads. You can still add them.
I'll just add them at the end then.
Add them at the beginning and the end.
This is the end. Okay.
If people listen to it streaming, that's even better.
All right. I'll do the beginning.
Yeah. Just
and the end.
Add the whole enchilada. Add the works. Just do it.
I don't know the password to the whole enchilada.
I'll do that. Don't worry. I got gotcha. You. Okay.
I can barely remember the passwords I have to do remember now.
Very true. As evidenced by the fact that we were all locked out of the Ramblecast feed last week because of you.
It happens. Okay.
Thanks, everybody. We got the Amazing Race. We got the broadcast with Amanda, Shani, and Colleen. We've got, what else do we've got? We've
Ramblecast. Got,
the Ramblecast After Dark. And if you want to, if you watch Ahsoka, Owen and Brewer's Barbecue, my favorite name for a podcast ever, they just finished up talking about, you know, that series. So check us all out. We have individual feeds and we're on the whole enchilada feed. Anyway, patreon.com/JandJack. All right. On that note, everybody, thanks for listening. Can't wait to talk about this again with y'all next week. On that note, my name is Colleen.
I'm Jamie.
And I don't have to watch it live next week.
Peace out, everybody.